We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov Mepirichos Eliyo. We're in Bavakam, a very good mission of Vav. Hagozel es chavero, o shalava heimenu, o shehifked eslo. A person stole, let's say Shimon stole from Reuven, or he borrowed money from Reuven, or he's watching an object from Reuven, he gave him it as a mafkid, so he's a shomer on it. And this all happened by Yishuv, which means that the loan, let's say, or the gezela took place, or he gave it to him in an area of civilization, in town, in the city. Lo yachzilo bamidbar. Then Shimon cannot say to Reuven, okay, I'm willing to return the debt to you, but I'm returning it, and it's more convenient for me to do it out in the midbar, out in the wilderness. I don't want to travel to the city. That's where I live. It's more convenient for me. That's where I work. So the halacha is that Shimon cannot say, that's where I'm returning to you if Reuven doesn't want it that way. Reuven says, no, I lent it to you in the yeshiv, or I gave it to you to watch in the yeshiv, or you stole it in the yeshiv in a civilized area in town, in the city. That's where I want it. Maybe he says maybe he doesn't want to go through the tircha of schlepping it back to the city at night. Or maybe he feels he's going to be under attack if he has to schlep it so far through the midbar. So therefore, he has that right to demand that he wants to be paid back be yishuv, because that's where it was given. But al menasla tseis bamidbar. But if, let's say, Shimon accepted the halva or the pikadon al menas to go out to the wilderness, and the Gemara explains what it means. This is not just if they made an explicit tanai that, oh, I'm going to pay you back in the midbar. Certainly you can pay back in the midbar. But even if Reuven said to Shimon, even if he said to him the following, here, I'm giving you this pikadon, I'm giving you this loan, because I'm just letting you know that I'm going out to the midbar right now. And Shimon says, oh, guess what? I'm also going out to the midbar. So by saying I'm also going out to the midbar, he's basically saying that if I want, I can return it in the midbar. And therefore, yachzilo b'midbar, Shimon has the right to say, I'm giving it back to you, but I'm giving it back to the midbar, and I'm not bringing it back to the city. Perek Yud Mishnah Zayin, Homer l'chaveiro, gizalticha, hilvisani, hivkata etzli. Here you have Shimon comes to Reuven and says, you know, I stole from you. Let's say we're assuming that Reuven is demanding back. Reuven's saying, oh, by the way, you stole from me. I lent you money, or I gave you an object to watch. And what Shimon responds, he doesn't say I deny that. He says, no, in fact, gizalticha, I did steal from you. I did borrow money, or you did give me an object to watch. But I just don't know if I returned it or not. It says the Mishnah, Chayav L'shalim. He has to pay back. Why does he have to pay back? Because Reuven's taina, his claim, is what we call bari. It's certain. I'm very certain that you stole money. I'm very certain I gave you a loan. And in fact, Shimon agrees to that. So Shimon says, in fact, you're right. I did borrow that money. I just don't know if I returned it back. So that's what we call Shema. That's a suffix. So we say, a bari v'shema bari adith. Well, you have a claim of certainty and one of a suffix, I'm not sure, of maybe. So we assume the claim of bari wins out. Ain suffix motzi midei vadai. And therefore, he has to pay. But let's say Reuven did not come with a taina with a claim at all. Simply, Shimon goes over to Reuven and says, by the way, I want to let you know I stole something from you. Or I borrowed money from you. You probably don't remember. Or you gave me a pikadon. I just don't know if I returned it or not. Then, according to the letter of the law, he actually is pater. But nonetheless, kedei latzei shamayim, the proper thing would be to return it. Avol Mishnah continues in Amar. But let's say Amar lo eini yodeh im gizalticha. Let's say Reuven makes a claim, you stole money, I gave you a loan, whatever, and Shimon doesn't respond that I know that, I admit to it, but I just don't know if I paid it back or not. Here he's saying, I don't know if I stole money from you at all. I don't think your claim is correct. I'm not really necessarily eini yodeh, meaning I'm not sure if you lent me money at all. It's still a suffix. But here, there's no, but he's not true. He's not admitting that he owes that money at all. So then, in such a case, if he says, he responds, "Eini yodea im gizaltich." I don't know if you stole money. I don't know if you lent me money. I don't know if you gave me an object to watch. Then pater mil l'shalim. He is pater for paying. Nonetheless, there is a shvua midrabban. He has to take an oath midrabban that he's telling the truth. Because if not, then anyone who is having something claimed against him can just say, "Well, eini yodea, I don't really know." And therefore, even in this case, although it's patur milshalim, kedei latzeis shamayim, the proper thing would be to pay.